across Newcastle.
Well, I've just spent my stimulus money. I've got 8 slabs in there, and that should do me about 8 days.
Happy?
Oh, I'm happy as a pig in mud.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Friday.
Hey. Good morning.
Yes,
it's good to be here. The weekend is here.
I know. What a weekend ahead, hey.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be awesome because you know what? Next weekend is a long weekend.
I know.
I'll go from the living room to the bedroom. Yeah.
In normal life.
Back to the living room again.
I'd be excited. I almost just want to work every day so I'm doing something.
Keep yourself busy.
Well, you can put your hand up for extra shifts, Maddie.
I'm not that keen.
Almost want to work every day, but don't actually.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could just lie in bed all day and eat pizza. I'm into that as well.
Yeah, true.
They're still delivering, so well, get around it.
I had pizza last night. I've got to say, the Ori.
The what?
The Oriental Hotel. Yeah. Best pizza out. Still delivering.
Menu login, cool.
So good.
Get around it.
I had this, like, prawn pizza with harissa mayo, rocket.
Right up your alley.
I've never onion, felt comfortable beautiful. About putting prawn or seafood on pizza.
Of course you don't.
Grosses me out.
Well, you're missing out.
I love a garlic prawn pizza. Just don't eat it on a bench or anything. How's old mate getting done for having a kebab?
How ridiculous. All last night, I just heard sirens. Whoop, whoop.
Well, he was warned constantly. A couple of times, wasn't he?
Hamish? He was.
And then just decided to keep eating his kebab.
Oh, well, his fault, really,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
The rules.
I thought if you're by yourself, though, you're allowed to...
The sitting on the bench part.
Yeah, you can't...
he's infecting that bench.
You know, loiter anywhere. Loitering, gone.
Yeah, that's it. No loitering.
You sounded really good saying that, Jade. It really plays into your old lady character. No loitering.
Well, you know what? They don't find people enough for loitering. I always see it at the shopping centres. It's true. On Beaumont Street, just, you know, people are hanging around. Give them a fine.
You can't just... Well, you can at the moment, but under normal circumstances...
You're such a narc,
if they're
Jade.
Being a pest...
Mayor Jade.
I like to clean up the streets.
Yeah.
We know how I feel about this.
Can you imagine?
No graffiti, no loitering. It's all going.
Can you imagine if you truly were mayor? What a terrible time to be alive.
Oh, as if. I'd be great.
Only chihuahuas. They're the only dogs allowed.
You'd get a fine if you had a dog that wasn't a chihuahua.
We'd be getting a casino. We'd be getting theme parks. There'd be more parking. We'd be getting the whole line extension rail thing happening.
Oh,
I think you might be overestimating your powers as a
and
mayor.
And budget. You've got no money to do any of that.
I'll find the money.
Oh, good. Where are you going to dig that up from?
I don't know. I'll have to hire some, like...
You do love a treasure hunt.
Treasure hunt style situation.
Jade will start selling city assets off on our Facebook marketplace.
Be a dodgy mayor. Well, what's in that brown paper bag, Jade? Nothing.
Uber Eats.
Got a meeting. Got to go.
What was it? An Aldi bag that those politicians got caught with? Jade's always shopping at Aldi.
I am. Riding my bike there and all.
Boot full of bags.
Oh, excellent. A fun day Friday. Kicking off next, though, Hamish, we've got the latest with you.
Re-corona.
COVID-19. Right now, kicking off your Friday, it's Passenger. Let It Go with the Novos. It's 6:08. Good morning. Passenger, Let It Go. It gets me every single time. They need to lop this song off or get rid of it.
Yeah, just cut the end off.
Jesus, it's like a radio announcer's nightmare.
Cut the end off right at the start.
I'm surprised it hasn't set off the emergency tape. So this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Possible rain today, tops of 27 on the coast. It's time for the latest with Hamish.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
This is where we check in on everything COVID-19.
Yes, indeed. Because, you know, at the moment, that's really all we're talking about. There's a couple of other stories around, but that's, I mean, and get used to that, unfortunately, for the next few weeks, months at least. So let's start with local numbers. 234 cases in the Hunter, New England at the moment. Another 16 people testing positive. The national death toll has also risen to 24 after a 60-year-old woman died in Victoria yesterday. Let's unpack some of those penalties as well, too. We were just talking about the fellow who was caught eating a kebab at Market Street. Also, too, two people who were sitting in a car in Muswellbrook were caught and fined as well, too. They didn't have a reasonable excuse for doing so. It just goes to underscore the fact that, you know, just ordinary things that people are used to doing, you know, you just got to get used to the fact that you can't do those sorts of things anymore. People, the police will catch you and they will fine you. So you do need to be across the new laws that are in effect. Also, too, a massage parlour in Cardiff was failed for complying with health restrictions as well, too. It was apparently operating as normal. Again, another thing they just cannot do anymore.
Their fine was massive, wasn't it? It was like $5,000 or something?
Yeah, I think it's probably more. It's businesses are subject to very heavy fines if they do breach the new COVID-19 rules.
So how were they caught? Was just people, like, just neighbourhood watching on them? Or?
I would presume so, yeah. I mean, it's the police are actively investigating businesses as well, too, I believe. So, you know, it's... I'm not entirely sure how they're caught, though.
There's a big push, I noticed, overnight for the government to clarify what is actually an essential service.
Well, according to Scott Morrison, anyone who's working at the moment is regarded as an essential service. But there's still restrictions on how they can do business.
Yeah.
You know, it's there are certain restrictions, particularly businesses that involve close contact with people. Let's put it that way. Hunter Water customers can also access a range of financial support measures to help with a crisis as well, too. If you're feeling the pinch, you can apply for bill extensions, interest-free payments and flexible payment options. Also today, the governments are discussing ways to provide more relief to renters, both residential and business renters as well. So that'll be an interesting one to keep an eye on. Also, just briefly overseas, the US is really in trouble financially at the moment. 6.6 million people have now applied for unemployment benefits in the past week. That's exactly double what it was last week, and that was a record high as well. So, you know, they're diving headlong into recession in the US, and,
it's not looking good.
No.
Well, for that'll affect the rest of the world, won't it, with America?
Markets.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I did really think the announcement by the Prime Minister yesterday regarding childcare, fantastic for parents out there who are still working, free childcare.
Absolutely. $1.6 billion.
Yeah, really good. He's really come to the table, Scott Morrison and the government. I think, you know, they've done a really great job.
Mm. Yeah.
I watched an interview yesterday. I think it was on Sky News. Not my favourite channel, but I like watching it because it fires me up a little bit.
Yeah.
Chris Kenny was interviewing Anthony Albanese, and he just kept asking the question, has the government done a good job? Admit it. And it's like, I can't deal with any, you know, partisan politics at the moment. Like, just seeing those interviews, I'm just like, ugh.
I think they're doing a great job. And I love how ScoMo came out last night saying, oh, be careful what you wish for, because we're going to have to be, you know, in it till at least October. So he's like, people keep calling for lockdown.
Yeah, like a total shutdown.
And I don't think people realise, you know, the impact that will have, you know, on Australia. It's easy to say, you know, shut it down, but... there's a lot of implications in doing that.
Yeah, we want some semblance of an economy after this is all over with. So
that's right. And also, I feel like that, you know, that just shut it all down rhetoric has died down a little bit.
Mm.
There seems to be a little bit less of
people
that.
People getting going with the change. It always takes a good couple weeks.
I think you're right,
though. The shopping bags, and then we come around.
I think you might be right, though, Creva. I think people are starting to realise just how limiting life will be for the foreseeable future. So if there's sort of like a small little concession here or there, I think people are into it.
Yeah, that's right. I think there's been a bit of a change in the feelings, if you will, of what people are doing.
Well, thanks for that, Hamish.
Pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you. Well, guys, I've got something in my box this morning.
Yeah,
and
you do.
If you would like to play What's in Jade's Box, 13 10 09. We've got our last pandemic pack to win today, which you really want because it's got delicious Allen snakes in it and some other goodies.
Oh, heaps of snacks for mum, dad, the kids. We've even chucked some toilet paper in there if you're a little short still.
Mm-hmm.
The white dolls.
Top up the stash.
The first clue, Crevo.
First clue is this has quite sharp teeth.
Ooh, okay, here we go. Jeez, something's really big in there today. 131009 if you would like to guess what's in Jade's box this morning.
That's right. Lines are open right now, 18 past 6 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning. Some Friday morning doer here on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Now, guys, we are about to play What's in Jade's Box. Can you please tell us what you will win today?
You will win delicious Allen snacks with chippies. And you'll also get some other goodies inside it as well, like toilet paper, which is gold at the moment.
Yeah, other snacks and stuff.
That's yeah, perfect. They didn't give me the full list of delicious edible treats, but I know there is a lot in there.
All right, 13-10-09. Playing now.
What's in Jade's box?
So on 13-10-09, the lines are open if you would like to play What's in Jade's box. The first clue was Crevo.
The first clue was that this has...
We don't care about the English
language here.
Language here,
right?
Yeah.
I'm half Maltese, so I've got an excuse.
Oh, do you? Okay. It has quite sharp teeth.
All right, here we go. Something really big in there.
You got to be careful with stuff that has sharp teeth.
That is true.
Inside your box.
Okay, let's go to Craig. Good morning, Craig. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Yourself?
We are doing well, mate. Are you off to work today?
Going to work still, yeah, but this stage.
What do you do for work, man?
We sheet metal work. Triple M sheet metal.
Nice one. Nice plug there. Love that, mate. How are you guys doing at the moment? Are you struggling or are you just getting through?
Oh, man, we'll go from quiet one day to flat out the next.
Yeah,
and it's interesting. It always comes in waves. Like, I know my husband, he's in retail, different industry, but he's saying some days will be quiet, but then other days it'll be a real influx.
Yeah.
Strange
yeah.
at the moment.
I love that you've, compared the two, Jade. They're both men. That's all they have in common.
it's like across the board, though. Some days their businesses are really quiet, and other days they're busy as.
All right, let's give Craig another clue, please.
Of course. All right. One end has quite a good handle on it.
All right, Craig. What do you think could be in my box?
Well, I was going to say it was a snake, but that's not right.
No.
A snake? No.
Of course not. This has got a handle on it.
Sorry, Craig. Thanks,
have a good day.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Okay, crack it open.
What was in my box, Crevo?
It is, in fact, a garden saw.
There you go. Geez, straight out of Mark Crevo's gardening.
Well, you have been doing that a lot lately. Did you do some more gardening yesterday?
No gardening yesterday.
Oh, what'd you do?
Just a bit of Netflix and...
Oh, really?
Bits and pieces, yeah.
Bit of Netflix and chill for you yesterday. That's unlike you, Crevo.
Oh, you got to mix it up.
Demi working from home?
No.
Home alone.
Netflix and chill, baby.
You've got to be dynamic. I'm an unpredictable person.
You are indeed.
Wild. Completely wild.
Right. Coming up after the news, Crevo.
We're talking about, projects that haven't been finished. Mm-hmm. Now, this comes up because a lot of, I think, partners and people are thinking, right, they're going to be working from home. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're going to be forced to take a bit of annual leave. It's time to get that damn project finished finally. So I think a lot of things hang around the house. You know, it could be bathroom that hasn't been tiled, you know, a fence that hasn't been painted or built even, maybe a deck.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of thing we're after. 131009, what projects haven't been finished for ages?
All right, taking your calls after this at 105.3 New FM 628. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
3, 2, 1.
Go! All right, so we're talking home projects that haven't been finished. Now, this could be something around the house like, you know, building a wall or building a deck, I think is a big one.
Yeah,
a lot of people start.
Mowing half a lawn.
Yeah.
The missus makes you go out into the garden, but you've only done half a job.
I'm thinking more bigger projects than that.
Actually, you laugh at that, but one of our friends posted a video on Facebook 2 days ago, and he'd only mowed a quarter of his lawn, and not kidding, left the rest of it long.
A lot of people don't whippersnip. and it just looks disgusting.
Oh, it's the worst. No edging done. Are you kidding?
Awful. my mum's
that's hard to do.
My mum's neighbour is a fiend for that. He'll go out there for hours. You watch him dragging his sorry ass along with his lawnmower. You know, he's clearly not having a great time, and he obviously gets to the end and thinks, oh, shit. Not going to do the whippersnipping.
That's why he always whippersnips.
It's all overgrown,
first.
Yeah.
Is it really? Oh, really? Is that the method?
Yeah, exactly. And then you know where to mow up to as well. But the sort of stuff we're after is more like maybe like a half finished bathroom, I think, is a big one. Like they start renovating it. And then
kitchens.
Kitchens as well. You know, you get the cabinets in and think that's good enough. Doesn't need paint as well.
All right. Well, 13:10:09 this morning. What project have you not finished? We're going to take your calls next on 13:10:09 after King of Wishful Thinking right here at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Live across Newcastle for your Feel Good Friday. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Cravo, 6:41, currently sitting on 17 degrees at Maitland.
So half-built decks, half-renovated bathrooms. This is the sort of vibe we're going for. A lot of people in lockdown. I think a lot of partners slash husbands slash wives will be nagging. It's time to finally finish that project.
Well, Benny and I bought our house a couple of years ago now, and our bathroom needs to be renovated. The guy that we bought the house off started it but didn't finish it, and it's still not finished. So we should probably really look at doing that.
Did you get a discount for that?
Yeah.
Heckled him down.
What a disgrace, though. Do you know what? Well, you were going to tile over your existing tiles at one point. I mean, there's a disaster waiting to happen.
That's the sort of vibe we're going for sure. I've got a fence that I haven't painted. I've got primer on the gate and then just, like, old paint on the fence.
The front gate?
Yeah.
Like at your driveway, real talk. So when we were outside of your house the other day, obviously I used to work in a paint shop, so I can identify half done paint jobs very well.
Yeah,
I looked at your gate and I thought
that needs to be finished.
Like, that could be fixed.
You've got a real paint. Like paint, I love that about you. Paint his eye.
I'll come and help you paint your fence.
Yeah, right. What type of paint would you recommend for that?
For that fence there, you can either go. I reckon you go Weather Shield. Semi-gloss.
Done. I'm writing it down.
Dulux Weathershield semi-gloss.
Easy as
God,
that.
God, you're a pro.
It's a classic cream colour, traditional classic cream. Am I correct?
It is at the moment. Wanting to go white.
See, look at that. Look at that. If I didn't hate paint so much, I could make a lot of money.
You could.
Double barrel phoner if you need some paint advice to do your project.
No.
This is not the show to call.
All right, let's go to Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Hi, how are you going?
Oh, doing good, Donna. Now, what project have you not finished or has your partner not finished?
Well, my husband passed away a few years ago. We had to get a new fence put up on the dead side of the house. So we found out that he'd only painted the top half of the house.
Oh, so but like because he couldn't see it because of the fence?
Yeah.
So he went, no one will see that.
Oh,
no
bless one. Him.
Oh, I love that. I would...
So did you leave the job?
No, we did finish it off.
See, I would leave it as a memory.
Yeah.
No. I couldn't stand having a half of it.
Donna, even in death, you're like,
No, I can't stand it.
It's got to be done.
Did it make you laugh or did it make you angry?
I just laughed at it.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, my goodness.
Oh, what a great story.
I really like to half do projects, but that really took the cake.
Yeah. What else did you always half do?
We used to only ever put one coat of paint on the inside when he was painting.
How interesting.
Yeah, that's a common one. Who needs a second coat, they say.
Everyone, it turns out.
Everyone needs a second coat.
Did he say, Donna, come help me. You pick up the other paintbrush if you want more than one coat.
Yes, and then I wouldn't do it right.
He'd be like, you're off the job, you're fine.
One coat for you. That's it. Oh, Donna, thank you for your call and sharing that story. It's very sweet. 6:45 with the Novos, Jay.
We got Love It or Loathe It after this with you two guys.
Very good. It's all on the way next to New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love It or... Loathe it.
Alrighty, it's my turn to get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topics. There's only one rule, which is no fence sitting. All right, fellas, adopting animals.
2, 1, go!
Love it. That's a great thing to do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't adopt Molly, though. You bought her.
I adopted my cat, Chester.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I think rescue cat.
Does Chester, how old was Chester when you got Chester?
Oh, only kitten.
Oh, right.
But he was a dumped kitten.
Aww, so he saved
his little life there.
How old's Chester now?
I think 2 years old. Just over 2 years old.
Yeah, he's a little sweetie.
I miss him.
Do you get him a birthday cake and a card each year?
No.
Yeah, of course you don't.
You named Chester, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, I find it funny because, like, Maddie's brother and sister, there's Chelsea and then there's Christian, but he's the only one that doesn't have a C, like, at the start of his name. He's a Matthew.
Conspiracy.
So I thought it was interesting that you named your cat Chester. Was it because you felt left out?
No. I didn't even think of that, Jade.
So Jade has this obsession with the initials of people's names.
Yeah, matching up.
And feels like if they don't match, or if they do, there's definitely a reason behind it.
Mm.
I've got some info for you, Jade.
Yeah.
People just pick names at random.
Do they? Oh, I beg to differ. But I bring this up, though, with animal adoptions, because apparently they've soared here in Australia 300%. A lot of people being stuck at home now, guys, because of the coronavirus, and they're going out and they're adopting, which is great.
Yeah, because they empty the shelters.
Yeah, but they're worried that people are going to dump them again after the coronavirus because they're not going to be at home, and so they're going to...
I hope that's not the case.
I know. So I just make sure you're thinking twice at the moment.
Before you get a pet. We actually have a kitten now at our house.
Oh,
my housemate
so
is an adopter, but what a cutie, little Max. Little grey fur ball.
Yeah, I'm do you obsessed. Love petting
I'm
it?
I'm obsessed, yeah. He's a naughty little thing.
Is he? What's
it.
He doing?
Oh, just like running around and chewing on cords and clawing the lounge.
How many charges have you gone through?
Oh, not me. But I said to my housemate, I was like, God forbid, in a few months, when he gets a little bit bigger, your brand new couch not going to look so nice.
Yeah, that's ruined. That was a waste of money.
Do you know what? I'd like the idea of buying a cat purely just because of all the stuff you can buy, like the scratchy poles and little houses. I have cuter stuff.
You know what?
You love a pet accessory.
I do.
If you got a cat, Jade, it would dominate your little dogs.
It would.
Smash them about. They think they own the roost. No.
Cats are the boss.
I don't know. It'd be taken on a chihuahua game. Though.
I don't know. A cat can, you know. Ruff. Your dogs are little pussies, though.
They are not.
They're all hot air.
How dare you?
You know, okay, a little slap around.
I'm
going to
sick them on you when you come round. They'll look, guys, that's Maddie. Sick them. Sick them.
And they'll just look at you. Give us a treat and we'll consider it.
Yeah, he's come round too many times now. They like him, so.
Does it pain you to say that, Jay?
No, it's a good thing because you're on the house sitting list if I ever need someone to house.
Oh, are you going to become a house sitter for the Maddie?
No.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
3 weeks on holidays, remember?
Yeah.
We haven't spoken about this, Jay.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you're going to take care of the chihuahuas.
You wouldn't want me taking care of your chihuahuas. I'd treat them like real dogs outside.
The look
terrible.
On Jade's face.
Terrible.
Hey, coming up next, obviously this morning, Crevo, you were chatting about the guy, Mark Street, that was pulled up for eating kebab solo.
Illegally eating a kebab by himself on a bench.
A lot of people saying this is too far. He's by himself. He's not with a group. He's just sitting there eating a kebab.
I don't think it's too far.
You don't think it's too far? 13:10:09 this morning. We want to know your thoughts. Is it too far? This poor guy, he's gone out for a bite to eat, you know, maybe a walk. Maybe it was during a walk. You know, you are allowed to go and exercise. He's had some lunch. He's been pulled over. Not happy.
Mixed, please. Bit of tabbouleh. Not allowed.
Well, 13:10:09, like I said, want to know your thoughts. Should this guy be fined? Should he have been let go? Taking your calls next here at New FM. It's 1:07.
The Novos. Right across Newcastle. Ladies and gentlemen, what we have here today. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. The Novos. The official. The Novos.
New FM.
New FM.
Doing a right or wrong this morning here on the show. 131009 is the number. We want to hear from you. A man has been fined $1,000 yesterday for eating a kebab solo on Market Street. A lot of chatter online, both sides. A lot of people saying, yes, he deserved it. You need to follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little bit too harsh.
No, it's fair because, you know, they're the rules. You can't make, you know, rules for a group of people and then have another bunch for another people. Sorry, my headphones have just cut out.
That's
throwing
all right.
me high on
Is your, like, does, you know, just because you're keeping your social distance, like, well, I don't
that's
see.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Like,
know?
What's the big deal if you want to eat a kebab?
See, say this guy, right? You are allowed to leave your house to exercise. He's gone for a walk. He's felt a little bit peckish. He's picked up a kebab. He's thought, oh, I'm a little bit puffed out. I'll sit here on this bench by myself, self-isolating, eat my kebab and move on. Does he deserve a $1,000 fine?
I feel like there's a lot more clarity is needed around what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do.
If people see him eating on a seat, other people are just going to go and get takeaway and then start sitting on park benches. That's not the purpose. It's not about, you just get your takeaway and you go home.
This is what is annoying, though, about this whole thing. Like you said, a lot of confusion about this. Just a few days ago, I was down just down near the Nobbies there, and so many people just walking along and, you know, not social distancing. I mean, they're the people that should be fined, I think. This guy's just sitting by himself, you know, what, less than 10 minutes, eating a kebab.
Minding his business.
I don't think he deserved a $1,000 fine.
All right, well, let's open the phones. 1309 next. Should you be allowed to eat something by yourself in public at this time?
All right, going to do it after Halsey. This is You Should Be So Sad. Live across Newcastle, be a feel-good Friday. It's 7:09. Good morning, you. 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Tops of 24 degrees. Rain developing around the lake today. Coming up right now, 131009. We want to know, should the man that was fined $1,000 yesterday for eating a kebab solo have received that fine?
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
There's just so much confusion out there at the moment.
Is there really?
Yeah, I really do think there is. Mm. Because, you know what, if you're allowed to go out and exercise, you know, in a group of two people and by yourself, I feel like this guy, he's gone out, you know, possibly exercising, eating some lunch, he's copped this fine, I get it, but... You know.
You're glossing over something here, though. He was warned twice that same day. So, you know, he got two warnings and then he got the fine.
Is that his third kebab or...?
He just said the 21-year-old who was warned twice that same day was cautioned by Newcastle police officers yesterday and later charged after he was spotted for a third time sitting at a bench eating a kebab. So he was obviously staying in that same place. Yes, he deserves the fine. 100%. I don't think... You know, but you're making excuses, I believe. Oh, the rules aren't clear. The rules are very clear. I think the information is out there for people to understand what you can and cannot do. So, you know, if you're not educating yourself, then you deserve the fine.
But he's
that's
by
where
himself.
I sit on it.
He's by... See, this is where the confusion is, Jade. Mm. Like you said, he was by himself. It's not like he was with a group of his mates. I understand the point you're making that he was warned twice. Yes, you know, probably should have went home. But he's still by himself.
It doesn't matter, though. Not even me. I'm not, like, allowed to walk out here and sit at the front of the workstation that I could get a fine for that because I'm not exercising. I'm not staying, like, at work. I'm not at home. It's easy. You're either at home, you're at work, or you're getting essentials. Just going out and sitting out on a park bench... You're not allowed to do.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, that's the argument.
Right. Look, I am right. 1309.
Do you know what? I concede when I'm wrong. I'm happy to say I'm probably wrong on this instance. But do you know what, Jade? You are a sore winner. You drive me insane sometimes.
I love you too. But that's the debate this morning. That's what we're having.
That's why we're having a debate.
Hey, Katie.
Hi, guys.
Hey. What do you think about this? Do you think you should have been fined $1,000?
Well, I've never had a kebab that's worth $1,000, that's for sure.
Well, that is true.
Especially drunk. But I don't know. Yes, exercise caution. I don't think sitting at a bench is hurting anyone, although because he was warned a few times, fine him. I've been at home for well over a week. I'm terrified about getting it, being diabetic.
Yeah, of course.
It's high risk and everything. So just stay home, do the right thing, so we can all get back to a semi-normal new life after this crazy corona stuff.
Time is over.
Just do it. Just stay home. Get your kebabs, go home.
Exactly.
Three kebabs, go out, get your kebabs, go home. It's pretty basic. Just do it.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's obviously the fact that he was warned twice prior. Yeah. I mean, that does bring another element to this story.
Yeah.
But just let's look past him, for example, and just go to the broader community. If you are sitting there eating a hot dog, you know, 5 minutes, I don't think that's going to affect anything as much.
Katie's saying, probably agrees with me, like, if you do it, if you're out there sitting on a bench, someone else is going to see you doing it, then they're going to go get their food and sit out on a bench. Then all these people are going to start sitting in the same area. It's not what you're supposed to be doing.
People don't social distance. You said that yourself. Yeah, but he was social distancing. That's not the issue here. There were people, right, working out in the park behind Harry's Cafe de Wheels the other day, right?
Yep.
And they're just sitting there in the park, solo, but they're sitting there. What's the difference?
Well, they should be fine.
And exercising.
So you finish exercising, you're sitting down in a park, right?
Yeah.
And you're just cooling off. You think they should be fined as well?
Well, if they're there for, if obviously they get warned, but if they're still there like 20 minutes later, well then yes. Right. Because it's exercise, go home.
Thanks, Katie. Who's next? David, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, buddy. What are your thoughts on this, mate?
Well, I was just thinking, what if he had the virus and then he got up and walked away, went about his business, and someone else sat down in his spot a few minutes later?
Well said.
That's possible. Next thing you know,
they've got it too.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe they should ban sitting on benches. Maybe that would make it a bit clearer.
Well, that's why. Are
people really that ridiculous? Like, it just is a no-brainer to me. Like, you're not allowed to go out and sit down outside everyone. You sit down in your home or at work if you're still able to work.
Well, God forbid you go and walk your dogs, Jade.
It's the rules. It's what the government says. It's black and white.
I'm just saying, God forbid you go and walk your dogs and, you know, you have to sit down on a bench for 5 minutes because your shoelaces are undone. Or, you know, you hurt your ankle.
I think there's, like, in that situation's a bit different, Maddie.
Yes, David.
Rocket, how are you this morning?
All right, mate. Good, good.
What are your thoughts on this?
I think booking Benno. The boys are overlooking the fact that he was told two times to move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, yeah, you can sit in the park, you can do your shoelaces up, it might take you 5 minutes. But did the police tell him to move on two times before he got his shoelaces moved up? No. This guy was told two times. They gave him three chances. They got him on the third. It's his own fault.
You know what I mean? I do think you're right, Rocket. I think you're 100% right. Obviously, he was warned twice before. I'm just talking now in a broader sense. You know, is everyone that's caught sitting down on a bench now on the street, you know, like, you're going to get fined? What if you're an old woman? You're going out to get your groceries and you need to sit down for 5 minutes. Like, are we not... That's a valid example,
yeah,
Jade. You can screw your face
that,
up
that,
as much
clarity.
As you want.
But, you know, like, that's where... well, we can come back to things like, well, with an old woman, you know, like, the days of police helping people have gone. All they want to do is do charge, 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 charge. There was an old woman sitting on the seat. Well, then wouldn't a copper walk up to her and go, would you like some help? Would you like me to carry your groceries?
You know what, Rocket?
Those days gone. Those days are gone. That don't happen anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I disagree with you on that. I think the police would do that. In all fairness, Maddie's throwing out ridiculous hypothetical things out there.
Is it though?
Police officer, I can imagine, if there's a little old lady sitting on a seat, of course they're going to go up to her and say, look, what are you doing? They're asking the question, hey, why are you sitting on the bench? If she says, look, I'm short of breath, I've just got these groceries, I've got to get home, I'm sure they're not going to give a little old lady a fine for that.
What if she has coronavirus and somebody sits on the seat after her two minutes?
Well, you're not going to know that, are you?
Well, you're not going to know it's kebab.
But this is what I'm saying. This is why people aren't allowed to sit on the seats. Like, you just guys are just making up excuses.
I think that ban sitting on seats.
I just think
people should be smarter and go, oh, like, I shouldn't be going out and sitting on park benches. It's not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I think most people are quite smart and understanding of what's going on in the world.
I'm gone anyway.
Thanks,
Rocket.
Rocket's like, I'm not getting involved in that anymore.
He's done. Anyway, look, I just think there's a lot of confusion. Like we spoke to the mayor yesterday, and you were Harley. It's like, why can surfers go out and, you know,
swimmers
go?
Can't.
Because
go
it's exercising. And the thing is, people on beaches don't...
There's still, I think, a lot of grey area that people don't understand. And there needs to be clear rules. Do not sit on park benches. Do not sit on seats. I know you're saying, the government said it's very clear. A lot of people aren't that, you know, across everything.
That's true.
There's a lot of information to take
in.
Well,
they should be. And if you get a fine, well, then it's your fault. That's where I sit on it.
That's fine.
But anyway, we're moving on to brighter things after that debate.
We'll bloody have to.
Say Thanks with Flowers is after this. All thanks to the Posy Post. We've got a bunch of flowers to give away to someone. And all you have to do is jump online and nominate for someone that you want to give flowers to.
Lovely, lovely.
Nice.
This is what we're doing now.
Yeah,
love this.
Flowers. Spreading
flowers
love.
Flowers and lollipops and glitter.
Yeah, so we're going to do this next.
Very good. It's 7:22. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Savage Garden, it's 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Right now it's time to say thanks with flowers.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
I love doing this every single week. We give you the chance to say thank you to someone by delivering them a beautiful bunch of flowers, all thanks to the Posy Post. And their flowers honestly are amazing. I follow them on Instagram. I'm always liking their pictures. I'm obsessed. They're beautiful.
I've been for a freebie.
No, I don't want a freebie. I love giving someone else the chance to win these amazing flowers because they're that beautiful. And all you have to do is nominate that person you want to say thank you to online. And this morning, we're going to be chatting to Paige. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. Paige. So tell us, why have you nominated your friend Brooke?
So Brooke and I have been friends for about 10 or so years now, and she's just always one that's there to look out for everyone else. And I think sometimes it's just nice to show someone that they're appreciated and the things they do don't go unnoticed. So
what does she do for you?
So I'm a single mum and I work afternoon and night shift. So she's always making sure my little one gets to her dancing lessons for me. Which I really appreciate.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, my daughter loves that. So if she didn't get to do that, it'd break my heart. So if it wasn't for Brooke, sometimes my kids would miss out on a lot of those little things. And just the simple things like we have dance competitions. So she'll book the accommodation for us and say it's all sorted, don't worry about it. And, you know, sometimes as a single mum, it's hard. And
I mean, you working arvos and night shifts, wow, you're doing it tough there, Paige. So, I mean, just yourself. Just, you know, congrats.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Have you ever watched that show called Dance Moms? Are you like that with your kids?
I've seen bits and pieces. No, we're not like that, thank goodness.
Oh, Paige. How old is your daughter?
So my youngest is 6 and my eldest is 10. So.
Oh, good stuff.
Well, you're doing a good job. And I just have to read this last line you wrote about Brooke. You said it would be nice for just once for her to be put first and receive rather than be a giver. We all need a Brooke in our lives, and I'm truly grateful to have her, a friend like her. I think that's beautiful.
That's a nice message, isn't it?
It's sweet. It's you know, something really nice that we need to be reminded of at this time of... I guess a year in general, just because of the state of the world. So those flowers are going to you, Brookie.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Paige. We really appreciate it. They're on the way to Brooke. Coming up next is the news with Hamish and then Creva. We're chatting to the Lord Mayor of Maitland.
Yeah, Loretta, and we're having a chat to her about, you know, essentially what's going on with COVID-19 restrictions, that sort of vibe, and any questions, you know, that we're wanting to figure out about the situation in Maitland.
Excellent. Doing it next here at the Novos. It's 7:32. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
Three, two, one.
Maitland Mayor Loretta Baker on the air next. If you've got questions, feel free to send through on the live stream or, you know, shoot us a message because we are going to have a chat to her and find out about all things COVID-19. Of course, yesterday we talked to Nuatali.
Mm-hmm.
We're sort of, you know, getting the vibe of the region.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully next week we're going to try and get all the mayors on for all of our broadcast area. So if you do have any questions, like you said, hit us up on the New FM Facebook page. I'm going to chat to her next after Vanessa Carlton, Counting Crows, Big Yellow Taxi, 105.3 New FM for your feel-good Friday. It's 7:41. Good morning. This is 105.3 New FM, Big Yellow Taxi there. This is 105.3 New FM. I just said that, repeated myself. Hey, guys, joining us right now is the Lord Mayor of Maitland, of course, Loretta Baker.
Good morning, Loretta. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Yeah, I'm well.
That's the way. Obviously, a fair bit of stress and pressure on at the moment for you. Just wondering, first of all, we wanted to sort of ask how you're doing dealing with all of this.
Yeah, I'm fine. I guess I'm probably doing better than most people, or a lot of people. I can still go out my door. I wouldn't like to be in self-isolation, although it could happen to anyone any moment.
Mm.
I'm pretty happy that I can still walk out the door.
Yeah, of course.
And Loretta, what is the biggest thing that you guys are dealing with there out at Maitland due to COVID-19? Like, are you getting questions from the community? I know there's a lot of confusion here, especially in Newcastle. We spoke to Nuatali yesterday about, you know, the confusion whether you can go and swim at the beach. What's the biggest issue out there?
Well, there is a lot of confusion, and to tell you the truth, I'm not totally around it myself. That I think some of the messaging could be better.
Yeah.
Personally, yesterday we were fishing, then we weren't fishing. Then we were fishing. I'm not sure. Frankly, I would not want to be in the position of any one of the leaders in our state or our country at the moment. So I'm not taking anyone down here.
No, of course.
So you think they're doing a good job?
Well, what I think is that it's an extraordinarily difficult time, and I would not want to be there calling the shots myself.
No, very stressful indeed.
And I don't think it's for me to judge, but I do think and I do wish that the messaging could be a lot clearer.
Yeah.
A lot simpler.
Yeah.
And very direct, because that is what people need at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. So we're just wanting to know, like, how ready are the hospitals in and around Maitland for the predicted peak of this coronavirus?
Well, I'm not an authority here. I am a nurse, but I'm not currently working at Maitland Hospital. In the last years before I became mayor, I worked at Community Health.
Yeah.
But what I do know is, and I know from my colleagues, that Maitland Hospital is as ready as anyone else. But I guess we're as ready as we can be.
Yeah, of course.
I understand and I do believe there are limited supplies of everything. I think there's also a lot of unknowns, when the peak will be, what the peak will be. So I guess we're dealing in unknown territory.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a nurse. I know,
yeah,
from all the people I know, all those years
as nurses that every single person, every health, a nurse, doctor, you know, wardsman, cleaner, every single person will do the very best they can.
Yeah, well, you've obviously got a very unique perspective, Lord Mayor, on this whole situation. And, of course, a massive shout-out to all of the frontline workers who are doing an incredible job. What other things are Maitland City Council doing to prepare for this, as you said, developing an unknown situation?
Well, it is developing an unknown, and I think the thing that we're doing most is that we're on full alert. So yeah. we're very mobile. We're there listening and watching and shaping things as quickly as we can. But we have done a lot in terms of our own staff. We have close to 500 employees, so we are moving people between home and between work and staggering hours and trying to do the best we can with the social distancing requirements and listening to the impact for individuals.
Yep.
And also, I'd like to think that we are making people feel comfortable, that we're reassuring people. In terms of our facilities, we've closed pretty much everything down, and we're relying on the public.
Yeah.
And their goodwill and their understanding and their own direction in terms of looking after each other and our community, that they don't break those rules. We've closed down most of our recreation facilities.
Yeah.
So I guess as an organisation, we are doing on another level what the government and the state are trying to do.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my next question, and that is, what's the communication like currently with the state government? Because I'm guessing you guys are looking to them for leadership first and foremost, yeah?
Personally, I probably can't even answer that question.
Yeah.
I guess we are relying on the notices that go out to everyone.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think anyone has any time to give us any personal communication.
Yeah, sure.
We're mostly working through the local government,
yeah.
Not through individuals or through the government themselves.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Well, look, thank you for joining us here on the show, Lord Mayor. Last final note, do you have any messages for the residents of Maitland and surrounds?
Well, the same message everyone's giving.
Yeah.
Hopefully everyone will stay home, only go out when it's necessary. But also, I really want people to stay optimistic, you know, and believe in their fellow citizens. I think, you know, we are all in this together, and we'll come out together, and we'll come out on the other side, and we'll be stronger and better for that.
Well said.
Perfect. Thank you, Lord Mayor, for your time. We do appreciate it there. The Lord Mayor of Maitland City Council, of course, Loretta Baker, guys.
Yep.
Coming up next, though, I'm very excited because it's been, you know, such doom and gloom, and, you know, it's really hard to find the balance of, you know, fun and serious at the moment, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
very difficult.
We found something fun to do, though. Next week on the show, we're kicking off something. It's going to be our next big Facebook live stream event. I can't wait to tell you guys more next here at New FM.
The Novos.
Sam Feld, Post Malone. We are live across Newcastle for your Feel Good Friday. This is 105.3 New FM. Our tops are 27 on the coast today, 26 at Maitland and the Valley, 24 around the lake. Crevo, Jade, we are very excited. Amongst all of this doom and gloom here at the show, we thought, we need to do something fun.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we need to lighten this mood up a little bit, right? So what I thought we would do, well, we all came up with the idea, but it's the Isolation Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Want to know more? Obviously, the Olympics postponed until next year. So we thought, geez, what a terrible shame to deny Novocastrians a sporting event to get behind.
And something that, you know, really shows off the sporting prowess of the region.
Mm, exactly
the
right.
Skill.
So, obviously, a lot of people at home, you can't leave your homes at the moment. The kids are going crazy. I'm sure all you parents out there are getting to the point where you're like, oh, I wish I would find something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to give it to you. So, basically, what we're doing here, we are turning UFM into the Athletes Village here. And it's going to be great, guys.
Yeah, it's Sandgate Olympic Park.
Basically. We're dubbing it. For the Isolation Olympics. And I'm stoked.
So we have a whole array of different games from cricket to 10-pin bowling in the hallway.
Cycling.
With boardroom. Cycling. Ping pong.
So many. What we thought we'd do, though, is we're going to live stream the whole event next Thursday from 1 p.m. Jade, I know you are very excited because we're even going to do an opening ceremony.
That we are. And I've been thinking a lot about this. I'm taking this honour very, very seriously because opening ceremony of anything is a very big honour. And I've put my thinking cap on and I'm going to perform the greatest ribbon dance for the opening ceremony that you've ever seen.
Now, I do believe you've chosen the song that you will be performing on the live stream, and that is... Some Nikki Webster.
You've got to be inspired.
How did you pick that?
Inspired by our Olympics, 2000 Olympics here in Australia.
God.
Amazing.
This is going to be cooked. If you've watched our last and previous live streams, you know that they're pretty,
things get
pretty
interesting.
Crazy.
So just to clarify, obviously we're not allowed to have real Olympians here. So we're going to be
doing... just us, yeah.
We're going to be doing all the sports. Right? And... obviously, you know, Jade, you're all right. I'm pretty great at athletics and sports.
Oh, yeah,
Maddie,
you're the greatest.
Brilliant as well.
Oh.
So you can expect a high level and a high standard. Obviously, you're not going to be able to watch the real Olympics on television this year, but ours will be so much better.
Yeah. Next Thursday, save the date. It's the day before the long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It will be Thursday the 9th of April.
Yep.
The only date that matters.
I can't wait.
Write that in your calendar. We know you've got nothing to do anyway at home.
And we're being
serious.
No
excuse.
Like, we're going to be doing full-on ceremonies with, you know, medals, which will be gold stars, stickers. But, you know, you're in for a treat.
We're
it's
even
be great.
Doing, after the whole big event is over, we're hosting the New FM Isolation Olympics House Party live here on New FM next Thursday.
So it's all happening. It's going to be an amazing event. You can get involved. I think the whole thing runs over about 14 hours or something.
It does.
Yeah.
Like, it's an absurd amount of time.
But hey, we've got time right now.
We've got
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
Plenty of time.
And we can hang out with you. You know, you can chat with us and give us ideas perhaps as we go along, or just, you know, get involved, cheer, put your bets on, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Coming up next, news time with Hamish and then the song challenge.
Yes.
Now, Jade, it's different this time.
It is. It is very different. It's huge because we are bringing in our boss. So, Crevo, Maddie, I'm stepping out for this one, and our boss, JT, you're all going to be going head-to-head in the song challenge.
Because you know what? Our boss absolutely hates it when we choose our own songs. He thinks they're crap. We're not doing it right. You know, no good.
He thinks he knows music better than us.
Exactly. So now we thought, you know what? Let's make our boss put his money where his mouth is.
Yeah.
And come on here and try and beat us with our songs.
Yeah, so this is going to be a very exciting song challenge as the boss, the big boss,
there is something
steps
on,
into
there
the
is
arena.
There's something on the line here, though. Mm. We thought, you know what, Gold Star, that's all good and well, but we've got to step it up. Our boss or us, whoever loses over a period of time, will be out on the street in their undies with a New FM sign doing some promo work for us.
Yeah, a bit of free promo work.
Shaking
out
the
front.
Sign. Mm-hmm. Shaking it.
All right.
Shaking it all.
With the throwdown next here at New FM, 8:03. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM. Ignition.
3, 2, 1. The song challenge. It's stepped up a notch and we've moved the time. If you're not familiar with the song challenge, we all compete for a gold star on our tally board. It's a gold sticker that teachers give out to kids at primary school, and they put it on the tally board, and that's what we compete for. But Now we're competing for a whole nother thing. Our boss wasn't too happy of the songs that we've been picking in our song challenge.
Wasn't happy at all. Every week that we do the song challenge, we have to have a meeting. He comes in, guys, why are you picking these songs? They're not good.
I could do better.
Because let's be honest, he did come out the meeting yesterday that he thought we were rigging it. We were cheating.
Yeah,
and that's not
right.
The case. We're not cheaters. We're very honest here.
Totally
so,
open.
Okay, so it got brought forward in the meeting that, you know what, the boss is going to come in, JT, he's going to pick a song, one of us will step out of the race, which is me, and Maddie and Crevo, you're going to be competing with our boss today.
Yeah, exactly right. So the same rules still apply, 13:10:09 or vote on the new FM live stream. He's going to bring a song. Crevo and I both have a song. So let's see if he can put his money where his mouth is and wipe the floor clean with
because
us.
Only one will be played, and that's right. The one you vote for.
So get voting.
Jackson, is JT in your studio as of yet?
He's just getting his song together now.
Okay. Excellent.
I'm sure it should be an exciting moment on the show next.
The Boss versus the Novos song challenge up after Ed Sheeran, Khalid. Beautiful people live across Newcastle. It's 12 past 8. Good morning. Ed Sheeran, Khalid. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. We are very excited because it's a new and refreshed song challenge. The Boss versus the Novos.
That it is. So I'm stepping out of the race for this time round, and it's yourself, Maddie, Crevo and our boss JT who are competing in the song challenge. We got in trouble because they thought we were cheating with the songs that were winning. So we thought, we'll put it to your boss. If you think we're cheating, you come in and we'll take you on in the song challenge. And then this is how it was born.
Now, producer Jackson, is JT in the studio with
you? He is with me.
Okay, JT, would you like to tell us why you've decided to step in and show us what's good?
Oh, look, we're going to bring back some classics, guys. I think we're going to bring back songs everyone knows. I mean, what was last week? MK15?
17.
Oh,
what a cracker it
okay,
was.
Okay, what an awesome song. So let's bring back some good classic rock, I think.
Classic rock, okay, uh-huh. Okay. Well, look, let's kick it off, Crevo. Would you like to reveal your song today?
Well, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, of course. So
just take a seat.
Yeah, I've done something a bit familiar because that was one of the things they were looking for, familiarity, and just a great song, this one, Havana Brown, Big Banana.
Great
good
song.
Choice. I love that one. That's my Gold Coast jam from back in the day.
Here it is. Get ready for the drop. If you want that, baby, I got it. Oh, what a banger.
You like that one, JT?
Not really.
No?
13:10:09, vote Crevo, Big Banana.
That
of course
is,
you want
a
big
choice.
Banana.
All right, we're moving on to Maddie.
Yeah, yeah. So, radio hit. One of the biggest songs of the last 12 months was, of course, Body by Loud Luxury. There's a remix version.
Oh, yes.
Featuring Pitbull, because we all love a bit of Pitbull, right? Now, get in around this. It's some Friday feel-good stuff right here on UFM. We on radio, hit started, I give me that cool love, that cool. Bit of a spin on a song you've heard heaps, you know?
Yeah.
Just vibe it up a little bit. It's called Body on Me.
All right, turn it up a little bit. Let's have a listen.
I've got to be honest, don't love it as much as Prevo's.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't, Jay.
All right,
what do you think about that one, JT?
It's a slight improvement.
Slight
really?
Improvement, yeah.
Slight.
Yep, but still, I think we can beat that.
Okay.
I really do.
All right, it's up to you, boss man.
What do you
okay,
want to play?
Okay, Feel Good Friday, heading into the weekend. We want a song everyone knows. We're going to go some old classic rock. I'm thinking AC/DC. This one, guys. You know this song?
Do you know it?
It's a classic.
It's a long way to the shop if you want a sausage roll. So this is the one we are putting forward today. Come on, Newcastle, get behind it. Classic.
Now, all right, 13:10:09. Now, you're in there to check the voting system there, JT.
You're like an election monitor.
We're not cheating.
Yeah, be fair. Let's be fair. Come
yeah,
on.
No, there's. I haven't called in any favours. Like, this is honest. To be honest, I want Crevo's to win
Do you
because
know what?
I like that song.
Let's
shady.
Let's take a call right now just to test the waters. New FM, who's this?
I'm Peter from Lambton.
Hey, Peter from Lambton. Who are you picking, mate?
Mate, I'm going to go with Boss Man. It's about time we do some rock and roll air on a Friday morning.
No good. Okay, thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Another
one.
All right, there's that's one. The first vote.
New FM, who's this?
It's Robbie.
Hey, Robbie.
Hey, Robbie.
Whose song are you choosing?
I want the Yakka Dakka.
Yeah. Oh, good on you, Robbie.
For a sausage roll.
There you go.
Let's keep taking them. New FM, who's this?
Hi, it's Emma.
Hey, Emma. Good. Who are you choosing today?
Definitely JT. I have no idea what the other song
is.
Oh, well done, Emma.
Excellent. It's not going well for you guys.
Have you rigged this?
UFM, who's this?
It's Trish.
G'day, Trish.
All right, Trish.
Who are you choosing?
I'm going to go Maddie.
Sorry. Yeah, no. Trish.
Yeah, remix.
Love you,
remix.
Trish. Cool. Love you. Thank you. New FM, who's this?
Revo.
Yeah, big banana, turn it up.
Thank you.
Thank you, little precious.
So what we're going to do, we're going to come back, take some more votes. Live stream votes are still in this. So we'll reveal the winner next here at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo. Right across Newcastle.
Well, I've just spent my stimulus money. I've got 8 slabs in there and that should do me about 8 days.
Happy?
Oh, I'm happy as a pig in mud.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Ignition. 3, 2, 1.
What's the goss coming up before 9 o'clock with producer Jackson? But of course, we're still reeling, licking our wounds in here after our boss JT won the song challenge.
Smashed us by one vote.
Yeah, AC/DC got across the line.
Oh, well, you've got to give the people what they want, right?
Here exactly
it is.
Exactly right.
Right now, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. New FM. I hope you like the bagpipes. JT there, the winner of the Novo Song Challenge. The boss walking away with the win, AC/DC. 5 minutes and 12 seconds of it.
There would have been a lot of happy people
there
around
would
here.
Absolutely.
You know, like I said, you got to give the people what they want, right? Hey, right now it's time for the latest with Hamish.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
Yeah, mate, what's the latest this hour?
Well, look, a fairly grim milestone this morning. The global coronavirus cases have now topped 1 million. What's concerning about that is the speed at which that happened. The WHO, the World Health Organization, said that it would take several days in which that milestone could be reached. It actually happened less than 24 hours later. So it is interesting to see just how fast the exponential growth of it is in the across the world. However, the amounts of coronavirus cases in New South Wales has increased overnight to 2,389. That's 91 new cases. However, that is a significant reduction in the rate of cases in New South Wales. So
it's trending down.
That makes me really proud.
Yeah.
Most people are doing the right thing, so that's great.
We are starting to flatten the curve. It looks like we are sort of tracking along with the same route as South Korea, which has done a really great So our numbers are looking along those lines at the moment, so that's good.
Interesting you mentioned South Korea. I just saw this post online of somebody who was had to self-isolate, so that means like they had to go on a plane or whatever in South Korea, and what the government gives them is this amazing care package. So they get this huge box, and inside are things like face masks, medicine, food, like eggs, milk, bread, noodles, and like information, biohazard bags. So if you've got tissues or whatever, you put them in there. They are well organized.
That's a fantastic idea.
Unbelievable, really. I mean, the guy had spread it all out, like, to show what you got. And it looks like somebody's weekly shop.
So organised.
Thermometer, everything.
Because sometimes you need to self-isolate it with very little notice. So, you sometimes do need things and you hadn't had the opportunity to get to the shop at all. Oh, that's a really good idea. So another story that's just emerged, 230 Australians on two cruise ships that have been languishing off the US coast have been granted permission to dock in Florida. Local officials reached an agreement with the operators. The Zaandam and Rotterdam will disembark hundreds of passengers. They've been really hit hard, those two boats.
many of them are in a critical condition. They'll be taken to hospital. The Australian passengers will be repatriated within 24 to 48 hours. Still domestically, Queensland's completely closed its borders overnight to anyone but residents and people who have approval for entry. Kind of doesn't really matter at the moment because non-essential travel through New South Wales has been heavily restricted anyway, so it doesn't really affect us.
I saw that Western Australia have done that too now. They've basically become their own state.
Yeah, it's
They are their own state.
The hard borders, they're calling it. So you have to have a very good reason to coming into Queensland or Western Australia. And also to...
That's the whole of Northern Australia and Western Australia that's now closed its borders completely to residents of other states. So because the NT have closed their borders as well,
I believe so.
They're very strict on the
borders. They have.
They're allowing truck drivers through?
I believe in... that's a good question. I think the Northern Territory is. I have to check on Queensland. But
be interesting. If they're an essential service and they're transporting food and whatnot...
Their real concern in Queensland was the north of the state. They just don't have the facilities to deal with outbreaks, so they needed to act quickly.
Just close it off.
Also, to just locally, a new dedicated coronavirus clinic's opened up at Broadmeadow. The Broadmeadow Medical Centre is running the facility. It's a good idea. Those suffering symptoms of COVID-19 will be told to go to the clinic, allowing other patients to be seen in a relatively safer environment than the medical centre at the other clinics open at the John Hunter, Maitland's, Calvary Mater and Belmont Hospitals. So there you go.
That's very useful information, that.
Especially the clinic. Center.
Absolutely. Thank you, Hamish. Appreciate it.
No worries, guys.
Now, Producer Jackson, what's the goss coming up next, my friend? What's on the way?
Yeah, going to reveal what people used to tell Kristen Bell before she hit the big time with, like, Frozen and stuff like that. Also, too, I want to introduce you to a woman by the name of Nikki Fresh.
Okay. I've not heard of her. I'm excited.
Get excited. Name. Yes.
Doing it next, 8:47 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Producer Jackson is here. What is the goss?
Yo, I've managed to go completely corona-free, so round of applause to me.
We get all the points.
You guys are familiar with Kristen Bell?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So she's opened up to Vanity Fair about what life was like auditioning to try and become an actor. And this is the most common thing that she was told, apparently.
What?
Oh, my God. My computer's frozen.
That's all right.
hold on. Let me try again.
I would get feedback from an audition like, well, you're not pretty enough to play, like, the pretty girl, but you're not, like, quirky enough or weird enough to play the weird girl. And I was like, okay, so does that just mean, like, I can't be an actor? Like, what does that mean? That was what I was getting feedback on every single audition.
Pretty tough world. She went on to do Veronica Mars, Gossip Girl, Forgetting Kristen Sarah Marshall, Bell. Frozen. She's huge now. So
she's,
like,
done all right.
Suck eggs to those casting agents.
Kristen Bell is gorgeous. I would almost turn for Kristen Bell.
It's a really hard world.
I think she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And
she's stunning.
Very strange relationship. Her and Dax Shepard. But they're so, like, tight-knit and cool. Like, they're, like, the cool parents of Hollywood, I reckon.
Oh, 100%. I think they're quite well-suited, to be honest.
Yeah, I like them. Hey, moving on to a Fresh TV show that we've got going away. Have you guys heard of a woman by the name of Nikki Fresh?
No.
What about Nicole Richie?
Yes.
All right, well, it's her alter ego. So there's a new streaming service coming out, Quibi, and she's got a new show on it. Here's a bit of a taste of... So basically it's following her alter ego, trying to make a music career, dropping socially conscious and educational rhymes to the world.
I want to make music about things that are important to me. A-G-L-Y. This is for the veggies, they just trying to survive. My name is Nikki Fresh. Conscious Trap is music for everybody. Teachers, rabbis, Virgos, but mostly moms and gays.
I'm very excited for this.
How interesting.
Yeah, it's going to star Bill Nye, the Science Guy, Lana Richie, the boys from Good Charlotte, like so many people in this, and it looks so funny.
Do you think this is going to end up like a bit of a Lonely Island sort of vibe?
I don't know, but Nicole Richie is reality TV gold, and this is the first time she sort of stepped back into the sort of reality docu-series genre, so
well,
I'm excited.
What, Simple Life, really?
Yeah, she had her own reality TV show a little while ago, which is funny, but then she tried her hand at acting, but I'm so excited for this.
So what are your thoughts on this, Jade, sorry? Your best friend's moving on.
I'll give it a whirl. I'll watch the show and see what it's like, because I've always liked her in The Simple Life.
So question, Jade, you know when you were trying to become Paris Hilton?
Mm-hmm.
Were you wishing that Nicole Richie was your best friend at the time?
Like hanging out with her, go to the shops, grab a chocolate sundae or something.
Yeah, it's always good to have a sidekick, isn't it? You know, you're Batman, they're Robin.
Oh, I can't wait to see this. When's it premiering, Jackson?
It's coming out next month, early next month.
How exciting.
I actually can't wait to hear the music, because I think the production value seems very high.
The extended trailer is hilarious, Creever.
Oh, I'll definitely get around that after the show.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Jackson. That is us done for another week, guys.
Yeah.
Of course, Isolation Olympics next week. We're very excited about that happening next Thursday. What are you on for your weekend at home, guys?
Well, won't be going anywhere. We'll see what happens. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly have no plans yet. I'll make it up as I go along.
Like, organise your desk, unorganise it again, reorganise it again.
My housemate's turned into Marie Kondo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's redoing all the cupboards.
Your place is already very sparsely decorated.
Yeah, there's not much in it.
What are you going to
do?
Well, sort of. It's very clinical, though. It's, like, very white.
There's two houseplants. You go, which one's got to go?
Don't you love Jade's underhanded insult there at the end of the show? Your house is very clinical. At least it's not puppy pee pads all over the floor.
Oh, well, you know, at least my house is full of love.
And horrible lino in your Zumba room. Let's not talk about that.
Oh, I love my lino.
Anyway, producer Jackson.
Yo.
105 commercial free.
What's on the
feel
way?
Good Friday.
Bit of this. Prayer Artings. Castles.
Jade's ticking along there.
It's a good song.
Oh, yeah.
Love this.
Good reaction. Good vibe for Feel Good Friday. Starship as well. My go-to karaoke song. Maybe I'll bang this out on the weekend.
It is a good karaoke
living
song.
Living room.
Oh, Jade, maybe this could be an opening ceremony song for you next Friday.
Maybe.
Imagine throwing a ribbon around to this.
Nothing's gonna stop us.
I'd rather do the Kings of Wishful Thinking, that song.
There we go.
Ooh, One Thing Right as well, Marshmallow, Kane Brown. It's coming up for your Feel Good Friday.
Awesome. Thank you, Jackson. That's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you Monday.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.